Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
With these nuts. Really? Really? The show is that far behind? Come on, man.
No intro?
Really?
The show started. Okay.
Okay. Oh, comic. Woosa.
Really?
Yeah. We gonna make it do what it do to iChar. You know what it is. It's Comic Cafe. It's the only therapy or the only cafe where there's no intro music, nor is there menus, and you will be served what your ass is deserved. So I'm just DJ E Monster. What's good, Miss Unbelievable? How are you feeling today on this Comic Cafe Urban Therapy?
You know, I ain't even gonna lie. I just need a woosah today. It's been an exhausting, emotional day today. So I am gonna woosah, and I can't wait to get ready for what we got going on tonight. Yes.
Right, right. Okay, so y'all kick back, relax, kick your feet up. We are your therapist for tonight to help y'all woosah. We know you've been through most of the week. You got one more day to make it. Don't go to work tomorrow and get 30 days, or you have to do a weekend in jail. Don't do it. Call us up. Let us know your problems. Vent with us, and we gonna hood solve them. So I don't forget, check us out, monsterusradio.com. You can find everything about the show links, Monster Gear, Alpha Lion Gear, Elite Sway Management, anything you need to find, you can find it over there. We're going to set it up and get into our first woosah, you dig, of the night, because that's what it's about. So when you hear the cuss words, say them out loud, they'll make you feel good. So you about ready there, Miss Unbelievable?
You know, I'm ready. And ladies, you know, tomorrow we're going to woosah. We're going to be in the mirror. We're going to set it off. So I need y'all to think about y'all bombest, y'all sexiest, y'all mighty pose. The best pose y'all have in the world. Let's hit it. DJ Monster. We need y'all to call in 424-243-9649. Show us what you got. Press 1. Ladies, we gonna take over the show. Let's get it. This is my favorite song, y'all.
Come up, get some commas in your pockets. Come up, always been a bad bitch. Say my name, I will obliterate your whole clique. Give me all your money if you love me. I should win a Tony acting funny. I got my own crib, you wanna keep me company? Yeah, we can go there, just tell your girlfriend don't cover me. Look at that girl, big old booty. You don't know me, don't say none to me. Change your life, give me one day. You can be just like me one day. On and on and on and on and on.
On and on.
Hashtag when you strike a pose. Bad bitches alive.
Strike a pose.
Strike a pose.
Strike a pose.
Strike a pose. Fling your hair and strike a pose. Yeah. Strike a pose. Strike a pose.
Strike a pose.
Strike a pose. Wipe me down. Strike a pose. Yeah. Shit. Come up, get some commas in your pockets. Come up, always been a bad bitch. Sing my name, I will obliterate your whole clip. Anybody wanna be somebody? Anybody wanna be somebody? They told me I won't be nobody. Told my mama I'ma be somebody. Apply yourself, you can be somebody. They told me I won't be nobody. Told myself I'ma be somebody. Told my mama I'ma be somebody. Nosy neighbors wonder how I get my income. Maybe you won't mind your business when you get some. You wanna ride the wave, smile in my face, then you diss me. I see the scales on your snakes, keep it 150. Look at that girl, big old booty. You don't know me, don't say nothing to me. Respect my mind like
On a cafe. Urban therapy. Okay, we running with the ladies right now. That's how we doing it. Y'all finna have me and my feelings. Get your Wu-Tang on, ladies. This is your moment. Uh-huh. Okay. Remember, when you hear the cuss word, say them out loud to make you feel good. I'm a cafe where we get our woo-saw on. Let that stress go. It's about to get monstrous. Some Trina. Step before.
Pop some champagne because my best friend got a new nigga. The old one was lame. He ain't even know what to do with her. Pop off the Porsche, drop top of course. Hot spots to go, we hot, of course. Might as well yell freedom. Yeah, bitch, you don't need them. You feeling like a young Cena, right? I know one when I see one. Cause I'm one too. Go ahead, light it up. This one's for you. Now, if your hair getting longer and your ass getting bigger and your money filled up, yeah, fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga. Ride around with the roof on. $5,000 shoes on. Now yo, fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga. Ooh, shit. I bet new bitch ain't popping like that. The way you rocking that dress, he might stop begging, keep sweating. Gotta show a nigga that the world ain't his. Show him that his new girl ain't shit. Show him that his little check ain't nothing. Show him that you can handle your biz. Monday through Sunday, we on the runway. Don't need no luggage, we buying one way. Might move to that bitch. We do it like this. Now if your hair getting longer and your ass getting bigger and your money filled up, yeah, fuck that nigga.
That's fuck hard.
That nigga. Yeah, fuck
we
that nigga. Fuck that nigga. Ride around with the roof on. $5,000 shoes on.
Come on.
Now yo, fuck that.
I got me, I don't need his ass for nothing. Depend on no man, cause I can't trust him. Fours with the credit scores, you can't even touch it. No buckets, whoo, oh, lame ass nigga. Always trying to run game ass nigga. Always rock your homie chain ass nigga. You ain't special, you the same ass nigga.
Party on Saturday with all my friends. Wake up next Saturday, do it again. Mansion full party, invite to get in. You can't get in,
I'm here getting tan.
Your hair getting longer and your ass getting and your money sealed up, yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck that nigga. Ride around with the roof on. $5,000 shoes on. Now, yo, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga. Your hair getting longer and your ass getting bigger and your money sealed up, yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck that nigga. Ride around with the roof on.
What? Money, how many women are going to be saying that on Valentine's Day? You know, I wonder how many of them are going to be saying that on Valentine's Day. Fuck that nigga. Just saying.
There you go.
I know, right?
It is.
That nigga
ain't.
Oh, bye bye.
The only cafe I believe will be served what your ass is deserved. So, hold on a second, Miss Unbelievable. I think we got another monster over here on the line. I'm not for sure, but let's check and see who we got. 678-933, who we got on the line? Hello?
Brandon.
What's good, Seven?
Hey.
You got us on speakerphone? Because we can't hear you.
We
can hear you, but barely.
Hello?
There we go. Now you sound solid.
Yeah, this has been.
Yep.
Hello.
Okay. Now, how you doing?
Well, we are fine. Hey, y'all. Hey. Hi, Jazzy B. Hey, Miss Unbelievable. How are you? Oh, I am blessed. Honey. All right. Hey, Seven. How are you? What? Gotta get everybody. So glad. Stop hating. We told you about that.
I am fine.
Mm. Good. Stop hating.
That is awesome.
Take the shades off.
It is what it is. I'm just saying.
Great.
And y'all always be, I'm not saying I'm in my feelings, but when I see y'all, hey, E, that's fine.
Hi, E, how you doing, bro?
It don't mean the same.
Don't be in your feelings. Don't nobody care,
man. He emotional because it's Valentine's Day. That is Valentine's Day feelings. Don't be emotional. We love you.
So I don't know, and we know what it is.
We talk like
nice night where, you know, we vent, talk about the things that we had going on, you know, so we don't put our hands on nobody and things like that. Good egg. So I seen something on Facebook today that I found hilarious. And I think it really applies. It was it's basically a video. It's a clip of D'Angelo singing "How Does It Feel?" And it says when a girl that curved you gets played again, and you see her online crying about it, and then they drop that thing, and the video goes. If you haven't seen it, check on the MindStars page. I'm telling you, the shit is funny. Some of y'all gonna be in your feelings, but I'm just saying the shit is funny. It is what it is.
It is funny
so,
as hell.
I mean,
it is.
Yeah. Call me petty. It is what it is. But I'm not gonna lie. I'm the one to be like that. It is what it is. I speak of mine that I just fuck with, and you played me, and you used to be on Facebook, and nah. Because I'll be the first one to do that, motherfucking. What's his name, Big Sean? That I don't fuck with you. I see you on Facebook.
Yo, that's me too, E.
Yeah, that's me. Get it. So when I see that shit, I'm not gonna lie. I'll be like, we won the Super Bowl, or when you know, fucking the Minnesota Vikings caught that last play at the end of the game, you didn't get my feeling. I'm just saying, I might be wrong. Don't judge me. Pray for me. But I'm just keeping it real with y'all. I mean, how did y'all feel about? How do y'all feel about? You see somebody online that you just mess with, and now they got played. I mean, how do you feel about it? We'll start out with Miss Unbelievable. You go, and then we'll go down the line from there.
I don't care. I really don't care. You know, you got play, you play me, whatever. Karma is a motherfucking bitch. That's all
yep.
I'm going to say. Because you left a good thing for some black, brown, green, whatever grass on the other side. It ain't shining. It ain't me. So, boom, there it is. Jazzy, what you think?
I hear a star in there, but okay. Yeah, Jazzy.
That's all I can say. I watch it all the time. It gives me great joy to see that when somebody fucks you over, somebody else will end up fucking them over. I've watched this repeatedly, and it just brings joy to my heart. I mean, that sounds horrible. It really does. But it's just the fact that you did something to me, and I didn't actually have to do something back to you. Somebody else ended up doing the same thing you did to me, to you.
Right.
So when I seen that post, I swear to God, I laughed so hard. I swear I almost sent it to somebody.
Like, this is exactly how I be feeling. This is exactly how I be feeling. I had to share it. I shared it on my page, too. Yes.
Right. Yes. Hey, it's just one of them things you just be like, yeah, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm posting this shit. You'll feel as if you want to.
Yeah.
Somebody going to see this shit today.
I was like, I said, somebody's going to think I'm so mean for this, but that's how I be feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I almost put yes all across the screen in big letters. Somebody know.
Hey. Okay, what about you, Seven? Can she still hear it? Still over there. So, what's some other things that y'all might want to talk about that we can vent about tonight? Some things going on that y'all might want to exhale on. It is. Oh, shit, don't tell me my line went mute on me. Oh, no, maybe it went mute. So, all right, let me slap a song on here and see what we get. All right, Woosah music. Let me see. Here we go. Woosah.
Hey. Fuck you, I don't give a fuck.
He couldn't hear us.
Fuck you, I don't give a fuck. Move on, get gone, get gone. Fuck you, I don't give a fuck. Move on, get gone, get gone. Quit talking about my business in front of your friends. Quit reading them texts, you know that I was drinking here. Your cheating ass. Go figure, I thought we was in love. You running around with that pussy ass nigga. Fuck you hoes. Fuck you, I don't give a fuck. You gon' make me put you back in your place. Go suck that nigga dick or something. I bet you let him shoot it all in your face. And fuck you and them other cunts. Them hoes ain't got no man anyway. So fuck you, I don't give a fuck. It's over and I'm fucking done. Done. Won't you go suck that nigga dick or something. Stay off of my Facebook, get off my status. You see me getting money and you're mad that I'm having shown up. My Instagram got you piping, took a picture of my feet and all them hoes with the liking. What's up? She subtweeting on my Twitter page. I can laugh at this shit for days, but I suppose that's how it goes when them hoes control half of what you do and where you go. I say fuck, fuck, fuck you hoes. Fuck you, I don't give a fuck. You gon' make me put you back in your place. Go suck that nigga dick or something. I bet you let him shoot it all in your face. And fuck you and them other cunts. Them hoes ain't got no man anyway. So fuck you, I don't give a fuck. It's over and I'm fucking done. Done, done. Go suck that nigga dick or something. Go suck that nigga dick or something. I woke up out my bed yearning, stretching. You know what I'm saying? It's early in the morning. Just got a phone call from this broad that I don't want now. She's spazzing out. She high as a kite. She gon' learn today. Alright, alright. Now all of a sudden, she feeling like she's singing a song like, it's all because of you, I'm feeling sad and blue. She spazzing out, she high as a kite, she gon' learn today. Alright, alright. Fuck you hoes, fuck you, I don't give a fuck. You gon' make me put you back in your place. Go suck that nigga dick or something. I bet you let them shoot it all in your face. And fuck you and them other cunts. Them hoes ain't got no man anyway.
Go suck that nigga dick or some. Won't you go suck that nigga dick or some.
Karma Cafe. Woosa Music. Don't expect to dance tonight. T-Pain sound like a man scorns on this one. Woo! So, so like I said, T-Pain sound like a man scorn on that one. You dig? So, I mean, why do people... Or why do we get so upset when we do end up breaking up with somebody? That's the next one I want to talk about, at least me. We're going to see what else the ladies want to talk about. But me, why do people, when we break up with somebody, why are we so angry? The person probably wasn't no good for us, no way. You dig? Well, let me give you one reason why I get upset. I don't care about the clothes. I don't care about the cars. I don't care about the lingerie. I don't care about the diamonds. I don't care about the trips. I don't care about none of that shit. I'm mad because you took one thing from me you could never, ever give back. My motherfucking time. You dig? That's what we're going to talk about. Comment Cafe, let me help you get your woo-song on. Here's another song to help you relax a little bit. Fellas, this is our run. The ladies did theirs. This is our run. This right here is called Little Portion. Monsters Radio. Tiger. We're going to bring it back. 424-243-9649. Press 1 if you want to talk.
I done fell in love with the Porsche. Talking all white when I kissed the Porsche. Talking back with murder trials like OJ. That's when I first fell in love with the Porsche. I used to see it when I tried to meet with Jose. She used to post outside of my workplace. I had so many pics of Lil Porsche. For my cell ring, pictures of Lil Porsche. My homie tried to tell me she was no good, yeah. Looked at the nigga, I'm like, no way. She said she only fuck with rich niggas only. Okay, wait till I get my money poppin', bitch. I'ma make you mine, baby, one day. All white, white, white Porsche. Let's make a wedding date right before my court date. Cause I need to feel you if they take me away. Oh, Lil Porsche, I'm in love with you. Yeah, I fell in love with the Porsche. Talking all white, white, white Porsche. Come and take a ride, name me Porsche. She wanna feel me slide aside, I'm like, okay. Introduce me to your friends, baby, yeah. Kiss you on the cheek, it's a double date. Do it right before my court date. I used to have a thing for Mercedes. She drive all the ghetto boys crazy. I couldn't make a mind, but didn't faze me. Cause when I met you, you my fantasy. Oh, Lil Porsche, I got a thing for you. Every single night I'm having dreams about you. Take you out to eat, don't that sound crazy? Wash you up nice and clean for paparazzi. Oh, Lil Porsche, I'm in love with you. I done fell in love with the Porsche. Talking all white when I kiss the Porsche. Back with murder trials like OJ. Oh, Lil Porsche, I got a thing for you. I'ma make you mine, put some 20s on you. Yeah, I can see you fine, put some windows on you. If the police get behind you, pull off on them. Oh, Lil Porsche, I fell in love with you. I used to see you when I meet with Jose. Had so many pics of Lil Porsche. When my cell rang, pictures of Lil Porsche. Oh, Lil Porsche, I fell in love with you. I just wanna sit and smoke my drugs in you. Pull up to the club, get love with you. Promise I won't let nobody fuck with you. Oh, I'm in love with you, Lil Porsche. I'm in love with you, Lil Porsche.
Karma Cafe. Monstrous Radio. Okay. Every Thursday night. Don't forget you can check our 24-hour stream at monsterusradio.com. You can submit your music, do things like that at monsterusradio@gmail.com. But make sure while you're at our .com, you check up the rules of submission. You did? You can't just submit music around here and expect it to ride. You still got to promote the show and get people to call in. You did? So, all right, let's get back to our urban therapy where we help y'all get y'all Wu-Tang on so you don't get 30 days going through the week of stress. So I mean, what else we want to talk about? I mean, I know I got my other little thing. Is there something else we want to talk about, ladies, before we get back over to the, my part about, you know, about why do when we break up with people, it tends to be people always seem to be angry. I mean, if they wasn't good for you, you probably should be throwing a party that you are no longer with that person.
Good point. I'll be happy. Listen, I'll be so at peace. I'll be at peace.
Right.
I don't be angry.
Okay.
I'll be mad about my wasted time, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially it's been like two years, 3 years. You like, you know what damage I could have did in that time? You just fucked around.
Honestly, I don't worry about the time because I chose to give the time. You know, I chose to be in it with the time. One thing that I hate is because now you touched my heart, you in there. Now I have to repair that. Now I have to go in and figure out what I got to take out, what I gave to you, what I did, you know, that didn't make it so that we can last forever. So I don't care about the time because, you know, time is, you can't get it back, nor is it wasted because it's always a lesson learned. But you got my heart. How do I get that back from you? How do I, you know, find myself in that time that has been missed? That's my thing. I don't worry about time.
I can't even say that because I haven't gave my heart to nobody. Guess time.
But I think that's the burden of the trust.
That's the part. I let you in. Yeah, I feel you on that. But I don't know. People think I'm emotionalist. Like I don't have emotions. Like shit that they care about, I don't seem to care about. For real, like that's why I'm single right now, because I don't show no emotion, and you feel like I don't care. I care. If I didn't care, I wouldn't be here. That's what you don't understand. But I just be like, I don't know. I shut down my emotions a long time ago, so I really don't have to deal with that part, because 9 times out of 10, I'm not giving you all of me anyway, because you never really know a person. You can spend so much time with a person and still never really know them and what they're capable of or what they will do.
Right. Hey, that's very true. I always tell people all the time, I say, you really, really, really don't know a person. You honestly don't know a person. Until y'all's in a seriously heated moment. That's when the truth will come out. When they're pissed off at you or whatever, the truth will emerge at that moment.
You are absolutely correct, E. You're absolutely correct.
I think some of the truth come out too when you're drinking. You know,
yeah.
I think it comes out a lot. A sober mouth is crazy, but a drunk mouth will tell you the truth. So I'd rather, you know, so sometimes when you drunk, I'd be like, what you say? Oh, you really mean that? Because they'd be like, I don't remember saying that. Absolutely. But that's telling me that's coming straight from the heart. You mean that.
Yeah, that's why they say saying a drunk man tells no tales. Like, I know that to be a fact too. The truth, some truth does come out, but only if you're dealing with a real person. Because I know habitual liars who still blatantly lie when they are drunk. Just the lies get worse.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but a drunk person will tell you the truth. Only the two people they used to say would tell you the truth is a drunk and a toddler. Them two motherfuckers that would not lie to you. Because, boy, a toddler was hanging out in a house, that don't look like. You look funny.
Right.
Don't give two damns about your response. Get it? So, yeah.
But the difference is, you can't slap a toddler, but you can slap a drunk.
Yo, I'm telling you, kids is reckless. I told you.
I can't slap no Tyler in the mouth, but I can slap a drunk in the mouth. I'm going to watch your mouth now. Who are you talking to?
Right. So you can tell them something else happened to. They don't know they're drunk. See it.
Right.
All right, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and take a breather. I'm going to take a breather right quick, and then we're going to come back and we're going to do some more venting. Let me see here. Let me see. What else should I play? I got some new Shades of Gemini, Now and Later. That's a little different. Or should I go with some hometown talent, Sam G?
Now, play something different.
We're going to go play something different. I don't think I heard Sam G before. Let's check him out right here. This is called Count It Out, But Count Me In. Sam G from the Twin Cities. Monsters Radio Live, Comic Cafe. Thursday nights. Come on now. There we go. See, I got a woo-saw on the turntable.
Sam G, the native spitter. Two sides. Yeah, you stupid if you tryna count me out. It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. But something like fun, cause I always win. My calling is not, so I'm on this shit. And think what you want, ain't no stopping this. I'm running the game, fuck that walking shit. My hard work and grit made me pop, bitch. You stupid if you tryna count me out. It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. But something like fun, cause I always win. My calling is not, so I'm on this shit. And think what you want, ain't no stopping this. I'm running the game, fuck that walking shit. My hard work and grit made me pop, bitch. You stupid if you tryna count me out. It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. With something like fun, cause I always win. Undefeated in the game. Sam G is the people's champ. Two sides is the winning camp. I'm speaking the truth, they just am. No Dr. Seuss, but yes, Sam, I am. And all the bitches know Sam's the man. I get that poppin' no skillet because I came with that heat. And I'm serving the competition, got plenty of beef. And now they're catching the items, so I put them to sleep. But it's a type of sleep when you and Jesus meet. They think they hard, these niggas weak. So name another as hard as me. And if I'm wrong, then pardon me. But no, I'm right, so fuck you thought. My last day. Even when I'm gone, I still won't be in last place. I'm the realest when it comes to them upper states. Matter of fact, I'm the realest over all the states. The status fitter really show them how to represent. And plus, they never seen a native that can really spit. And plus, I handle my business and I don't waste any second. Cause if you wait just a second, you can end up a second. So you best believe I'm standing on the front line. And like the Timberwolf mascot, crunch time. It wasn't meant to be a cold ass punchline. I just let it represent in my rhyme. So you know it's Minnesota till I die. So you better count me in your top five. You stupid if you tryna count me out. It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. But something like fun, cause I always win. My calling is not, so I'm on this shit. And think what you want, ain't no stopping this. I'm running the game, fuck that walking shit. My hard work and grit made me pop, bitch. You stupid if you tryna count me out. It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. But something like fun, cause I always win. My calling is not, so I'm on this shit. And think what you want, ain't no stopping this. I'm running the game, fuck that walking shit. My hard work and grit made me pop, bitch. Count it out, they had their doubts. I prove them wrong, so count me in. Walking tall, like a man. Don't ever fall on no stumbling. Running this shit like I'm Robert Smith. 26. Mixed with some Adrian Peterson. When it comes to the money, get to it quick. I'm scoring the test out so easily. I can give y'all a reason to hate on me. But you make it easy, do it willingly. My hard work and grit made me pop a bitch. Instead of hating, go and try the shit. My riders want me to supply them hits. Legend in my city like I'm Prince. But never think it's native sweet with this. Face me like a man, I'm sweeping shit. Native spit about to change the game. Had a hold of nation, speak my name. I don't think I'm cocky, but I do my thing. And true to myself in my own lane. And I don't just rap, boy, I entertain. I be getting shit hype when I hit the stage.
I'm running the game, fuck that walking shit. But never away, I stay talking shit. Live by the code, know what honor is. But most of these niggas is fraudulent. I'm minding mine, trying to stay winning. Trying to put my niggas on the same business. Trying to get it like money making. So much focus, my life is in tunnel vision. Stay away from drama, focused on the commas. And continue to grind and I stay winning. You stupid if you trying to count me out. It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. But something like fuck, cause I always win. My calling is not so I'm on this shit. And think what you want, ain't no stopping this. I'm running the game, fuck that walking shit. My hard work and grit made me pop, bitch. You stupid if you trying to count me out. It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. But something like fuck, cause I always win. My calling is not so I'm on this shit. And think what you want, ain't no stopping this. I'm running the game, fuck that walking shit. My hard work and grit made me pop, bitch.
Kamikaze, urban therapy.
Okay, what you trying to say with that song? I'm just gonna say that, you know, play that then, you know. I see that.
Yeah. So we're back at it. Kamikaze, y'all know the number, 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk. I see quite a few people over here. If you want to talk, join in the conversation, just press 1. But if not, I definitely, definitely appreciate you sitting over there monstrously. It is. Big shout out to everybody that like, comment, and share the links as well that's listening right now online. What else are we going to talk about tonight, ladies, to get our woosah on, to help people keep from getting 30 days?
Oh, what about you getting that terrible? I remember I was talking about this last time, but I'm on Valentine's Day, y'all. I'm on a Valentine's Day kick. What if you get an anonymous Valentine's Day gift and you don't know who it's from? Do you keep it? Do you talk about it? What do you do with an anonymous Valentine's Day gift? What if it's from an ex?
I love you. I don't care who they come from. I love you. I mean, okay. I had a couple of soft people. That really doesn't bother me.
Well, my jump-off question off of that would have to be, I mean, are you in a relationship or are you single when you get this gift? Get in.
It don't, I'm right.
I mean, because that's
what if you both?
Right there.
What if you both? Yeah, what if you single? What if you want somebody and you get an anonymous gift? Like, it just come in the mail, Happy Valentine's Day, in front of your girl.
Oh, shit. See? That's see. Now that just changed the whole damn question. Well, damn. I hope it's signed anonymous. it's gonna seem a little silly if they're not standing there and then you come home, you'd be like, oh, hey, that was so sweet you gave me this. Oh, be like, gave you what? This right here. I didn't send you that. Oops, awkward. it might be a whole different Valentine's Day. Your Valentine's might turn into a massacre. I'm just saying. That's changed everything right then and there. Now, if I'm single, I'm going to get tickled like a motherfucker. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have butterflies, all kinds of shit. But I'm still not going to reach out to try to find out who it is. You dig? What if I got somebody else I'm talking to? But everybody, thank you for sending me that. We already went down this story, didn't we? It's going to be the same result. She'll probably block and delete my ass, all kinds of shit. Put me on blast, put my motherfucking texts online, all kinds of shit, and I hate that. But I'm going to keep it real. If I'm single and I get it like that, anonymous, I'm going to be flooded like a motherfucker. Get it? I'm going to be in my little feelings like, oh. That's what's up. Somebody out there likes me. I'm imagining you probably look like Quasimodo. That's why you're not telling me who you is. But still, Quasimodo's little baby sister needs love, too. So I enjoy the love that I get, no matter where it comes from. Like Jazzy said, I don't mind. I don't mind. But if you know I got a girl, don't you send me no shit anonymously. You dig? I'm gonna cuss you out. I'm gonna put your motherfucking texts and all that shit on Facebook. Don't you get me in trouble on purpose. If you know, don't you do that. Don't you do that. You better say from a good friend or something. Something. But don't do me like that. Don't do me. Don't just send it to me. You know I got somebody and you won't send it to the house. Or you, you know?
Don't it is, boy, send it to the house. Don't put no name on it. Y'all even sign that motherfucker.
Right, the delivery. Who's it for? It just says delivery.
This was on the porch when I got here. It's so nice.
Oh. I think we just came up with some split shit. Motherfuckers been going to get shit in the mail a lot. Just no name on it. It's delivery. Whoever answered the phone is for you.
They send their son TT up there talking about deliver that. It's not from me.
Therefore, I don't know. It's for one of the kids. Ain't no name on this.
Right. Ain't no name on this. And then you open it up and you be like, well, dang, that's for me. And then you like think to yourself, who done gave me this? Now I'm in trouble. You looking around because you know you paranoid in the process of being happy at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, who in the hell done sent this anonymous? But thank you, but who in the hell done sent me a package? No name it. Oh, dang it. And then you're going to be looking for a package the next week, and you'll be like, well, they're going to give me another one to say who they are? No. And then you just got this anonymous gift in your hand, and you like, what am I supposed to do with it? Because you want it, but then you like, if I have it out in public, they're going to be looking at you like, yeah, I got that for you, bro. Yeah, you don't know if it's a woman, man. It's just anonymous. It's crazy, right? Something to think about.
Yeah, well, hey. My little slick ass gonna try to play it off with it. Tell my baby, this is for the kids. Check it out. We gonna eat this chocolate. You know, we gonna eat this chocolate. We gonna get them the flowers and the cards. Fuck that. Come on, baby. That's how I'm gonna slick my little shit out of it. I'm just saying. We do got another caller that pressed one. We got more comments we wanna say, or do we wanna open up the line and see what they on?
Well, go ahead and open up the line. See what they on.
Okay. Matter of fact, I think this one's calling in from all the way from Long Beach, California. I think so. Hello, 562. Who we got on the line? Hello?
That's the one and only Cali girl.
What's Hi, up? Cali.
Hey, how are you?
Here we go with that.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hi, Mom.
Good to hear.
How are you?
Cause girl, he be throwing the shades on every time we talking about that. Shade.
Oh. I still love him. If you can hang up on me, I'll call right back. I still love him still.
Anyways, so you hear what we're talking about. How do you feel about it?
Feel about what? I caught part of it, but not the whole thing.
Okay, what part did you catch? Because I got a brain fart. I forgot what we were talking about. What was it you talking about?
It was something. All I heard was talking about anonymous gifts.
Yeah, there it is. Go ahead, Mr. Unbelievable. Let her know what we're talking about. Well, we saying if you get an anonymous gift, you dig? It can be whether you're single, you can be, in a relationship, whatever. But if you get an anonymous gift from somebody you don't know, how would you react? Well, first say if you're single, you're at the job, here comes this anonymous gift, what's your reaction? That's the first one. At the job, you're single, and that's what happens.
I would be shocked that somebody gave me something anonymously, and I'd be kind of a little suspicious. You know, like, what is that person's attention behind it? Is it just that it suggested, you know the word I'm trying to look at, being out of kindness of the heart, or if they want something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you say it kind of freaked you out. It seemed a little stalkerish. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Ain't no wrong with a stalker. As long as they put something on the bill, you dig? I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Okay, now the next scenario is, now what if you get an anonymous gift and you're in front of your bae, your boo, your man, your hubby, whatever you want to call him for that week. Y'all not going to be together next week anyway. So in front of your bae, you get an anonymous gift. You open up, says anonymous. What do you do?
That would be kind of suspicious too, because you don't know who it's from and you're in a relationship, and the way nowadays, the way relationship goes, people don't believe, there's no trust. So you shouldn't accept the gift. If you're single, accept the gift. If you're not single, you shouldn't accept the gift, because you don't know what that person's thing is. And then, you know what I mean? If you have a boyfriend, that he could be thinking you cheating on him. And if it's the girl, then the guy will think that his girlfriend's cheating on him. And then it becomes a big old fight. So, no.
Right. Okay. So, I don't know. I think we're having difficulties again with our microphones again. I don't think we can hear the other ladies. Looks like last time I played a song, and when we came back, everything worked right. So I'm going to take a breather right quick. Seeing that you calling in from the LBC, we're going to go ahead show some West Coast mannerism, seeing that I haven't played my throwback in a minute. This one's for you.
Kelly girl.
There we go.
Oh, hey, that 1-2, what? 424, y'all. 243-9649.
Ready to make it different, so back on. First one, go live. About to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Too low, death maker, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G's perspective, and before me dig on a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended. Yeah. And that's realer than real deal, holy feel. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. Drake creep to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I flow some old funky shit. To add to my collection, this selection symbolizes dope. Take a toke but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this.
And who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. What a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S-O-S of fresh and double O-P. D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clocking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit.
Hell yeah.
So Dre,
What up, dog?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping. City of Compton.
It's where it takes place, so we'll gnash your attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, and your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, doggy dog, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO win in the city they call Long Beach. Putting the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better
like this. That and this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill till the next episode.
Comic Cafe.
We live, yeah. So like this and like that and like this and y'all.
That's
chill.
Comic Cafe, we're having our vent session. So okay, let's see. So where are we at with it? Let's see. What else are we venting about tonight? I mean, are we still on our other topic that we were on before? I mean, what are we on now? Oh, what about you, Callie? You got something you want to vent about?
What I want to vent about? Yeah. My people,
you got
my dog.
You want to vent about? You can call in.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Oh, yes. I got a lot. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Yep. Oh, okay. So I have you on my, I have my headphones on, so I just want to make sure my headphones be tripping.
All right, we know you got that cheap-ass Walmart prepaid phone, but it is what it is. Come on, work with it.
Nothing's never changed with you, you monster.
Work that little raggedy motherfucker. Come on, now.
No, I have this one parent, everybody's business but her own business.
Mm-hmm.
And...
okay,
what
you mean by in people business?
Because one of my parents, she's you know, actually one of my best friends. There was an issue with her kid with another kid. And she went to the school, did like you're supposed to, let the school handle it. The school handled it. Then all of a sudden, the other parent, which we know her husband, and it became a big issue. And then this parent became friends with this parent who thinks she's like nobody. She's a bully. And so she became friends with her. And then she was venting to me about how the school doesn't do nothing and how my friend is a bad parent and her child's the bully when it's actually the other way around. And she was like putting, and she's cussing on campus, and I had to tell her she had to stop, and she wouldn't listen to me, so I had to go and tell the counselor, like, she's being disrespectful on campus. And so, and she's like in everybody's business except for her own, you know. And then she has another friend who has a problem with another parent, two other parents, and she's friends with one of them, and now she's trying to fight that parent because it's her friend, and it's just, it's ridiculous. Well, they need, you know what I mean? It's like, and I know, like, one time, you know, everybody Snapchats everything they see going on the street. You know what I mean? And I guess over there, my friend by her house, they had the roadblock off because it was a hostage situation. And the girl that is in everybody's business, she's like, oh, how am I going to get in? And the police was like, well, you need to go this way, go around, and you can get in now before we block it all off. Well, she didn't feel like doing that. She wanted to be nosy, and she's out there yelling her mouth and talking about how the police is rude and all in their faces and stuff, and they won't let me through. My child's a diabetic. Well, they told you to go through when they told you to go through, but you choose to keep your big fat butt out there being nosy in everybody's business but your own. I don't like her. Just touch her eye. Touch
Whoa. We can tell. You just called her all out of name. Okay, I was lost for a minute. I was going to say, ladies, help me. I missed a lot of it because you know how y'all ladies be talking. Don't gang up on me now, but y'all be talking about she said and she said and she went over here and she don't call the other bra and the other bra don't say it took 3 breaths and a hum and then had a biscuit. And then she said, I was lost in the middle of it all. All I heard was,
oh, I'm sorry.
There was a hostage situation. What happened with the hostage situation? That's what I want to know. Were they blocked off the street? I mean, damn. LBC is popping.
Just like a dude.
Yeah. I missed it all.
See,
I didn't see none of that.
They got him out. They got it out. It was the domestic violence thing.
Oh, and then you keep that part short.
You know,
okay, that part short. Okay, yeah. Because
I didn't know exactly, because they didn't put it in the newspaper. I was waiting for it to hit the newspaper. Anything that goes down mm-hmm. in Long Beach, it always hits the newspaper 2 days later. You already know. But by then, everybody Snapchat everything,
mm-hmm.
so.
mm-hmm.
yes.
Basically, your ass had real news. You had real news in front of you. And you call in here with this who's fucking who and who's getting fat. Really? Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate you too. No, it's just frustrating because she's loud, but I'm loud and ghetto. I can get loud and ghetto too, but there's a time and a place. And even though I work for the school district, I still have to keep my composure and I got to watch what I say. She doesn't care. She cusses in front of the kids. She wants to fight parents because her friend has a problem with that friend. And it was like, you know what I mean?
Ghetto. What you mean by ghetto? Man, you just broke it down. Yeah, that's a little ghetto. Okay, go ahead. My bad. She cusses people out, trying to fight the parents.
Why?
I need you to stay with it.
Everybody says bad words. Now, if you choose to cuss in front of your child, that's your business. That's your child. But you don't, you know what I mean? Other people still have to respect other people's kids. Because some parents don't cuss or they don't act a certain way in front of their child. And she doesn't want to abide by the rules. So I had to go in too because I think it's very disrespectful. Now she don't like me, but I don't care. And she's like, she wants to fight the other parent. And I said, you know, if you touch her, you'll be banned from school. No, I won't. Okay, go ahead and touch her and watch what happens. Because we have the right to have you banned from school.
Right, okay. You keep fucking with little ghetto, mama. They going to get you. Okay, she's going to bust your head with the Kool-Aid.
No, you know what? No, she thinks no one can touch her. That's the problem. And when my friend went off on her and told her, okay, if you got a problem, she didn't do it on campus. She handled it off of campus. And she's like, we can handle this right then and there. And she threw her stuff down. And she's like, no, I don't want no problem. But yeah, you talking the mess, but you can't back it up.
Okay. I'm going to hype you up to go to work and get some
sight. I love my job too much. Oh, no. I love my job too much. Yeah.
Okay.
But I do have one question for you, E-Monster.
Okay.
Number one, I know you changed the time of the radio station because I knew it used to be 5 p.m. my time. So what time is it now? What time does it start my time?
Well, it starts 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and I think you're like, what, maybe 3 hours behind me?
Okay, yeah. It's 7 now.
No, then you're 2 hours behind me. So then for you, it would start at 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know because I'd be like 5 o'clock and I'm busy. Oh, Cuban Da Vinci told me to tell you hello.
Okay. Somebody said, what's good? Tell him to holler at me. Holler at me. Oh, no, you know what? Tell him, don't holler at me. Don't holler. I know he's going to have a lot to say about that Philly game. It is what it is. Hold on.
I'll
let me check over here. We got another person.
I'll inbox you.
Okay. Okay.
I'm
hold on. We got another person
on
over here that fresh one.
Okay.
Let's see. I think that might be one of our team members. 678-598.
What up, E-Monks?
Oh, okay. What's good? What is?
Man, you know, it's gutter, man. What's going on, man?
What's going on with you? You know, we just over here venting Karma Cafe. I'm over here with all the ladies.
Hey,
it's good to hear another guy's voice. You dig?
Hey, man, I was just listening. I was just listening to her, man. I ain't going to lie, but I was over here laughing right here. She beats around the whole bush. I'm talking about, I'm over here. I done went in the kitchen, goddamn, made a smoothie, goddamn. I'm like, what is she talking about? She had me so lost. I came back.
Once again.
I'm sorry, I was gonna get a bowl. That shit made me roll up a blunt. I was like, wait a minute. Man, she worked for the school? What kind of, what the hell is this shit going down there? She must be in, whoa, wait a minute. I'm like, it's gonna go down tomorrow. Fuck that. I'm going to school with her. Shit. go grab some fucking boxing gloves, cause shit, just get ass some boxing gloves. We're gonna see who can fight. Okay,
right.
But now, man, fight. Official video for Straight Out the Mud. If y'all been on my Facebook page, Straight Out the Mud promo video is at 8,300 and change. Official video dropped in like 30 minutes, something like that. So y'all stay tuned into my page, man. We're gonna go live in a minute. So y'all know me. I'm over here getting geek, ready for this drop. The whole movement was Triple Stacks Entertainment. I shot my first video, directed my first video, all this shit in house. I got another mixtape dropping on Valentine's Day called Just Press Play. All the female songs, including the song that opened up the show with. I got a lot of female songs on this one, so that's why I named it Just Press On. Yeah, we've been working, man. Shout out to my manager, Jazzy. She been holding me down.
Okay,
oh,
Link to find everything tonight. Tell them where they can find you on your Facebook and stuff like that.
My Facebook, you can find me on Facebook on the Gutta Collier, GUDDA, space COLLIER. My Instagram is the same, GUDDA_Collier. Twitter the same, Gutta_Collier. All my SoundCloud links is directly in the bio in my IG. So I got a lot of new music that I'm putting on SoundCloud as we speak. Before Spin River got two mixtapes, live mixtape, got a couple mixtapes. I dropped the mixtape November 14, 2007. I dropped another one right before the year ended, December 29th. All of those on Spin Real Live mixtape. I got another one dropping Valentine's Day. Everybody waiting on that because I haven't focused myself doing a lot of female based music, slowing it down. But this time I slowed it all the way down, gave them real, like I said, I'm not a rapper, I'm an artist. So I make my own beats, I do it all in house. I started shooting my own videos, so I'm really doing it all. Y'all stay tuned, man. We got some shit to show y'all.
Okay. Well, Jazzy, give them your information for if they want to get a hold of them from booking, because, you know, we are at the end of the show and on my way up out of here after we do our shout-outs. I'm going to play that Monstrous Radio theme song for Wet Wednesday. I'm glad he called in and mentioned it because I already had it set up to play on my way up out of here. That's monstrous right there. But, Jazzy, tell them how to get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of connect with you to book him for an event.
If y'all want to get a hold of me, y'all can reach me at 678-869-1783, or you can hit me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at JazzyB3000, or you can hit my email at EliteSway@gmail.com.
Okay, there it goes. There it goes. All right, well, go ahead.
You can reach E-Monster. Or you can reach E-Monster. And he will get you everything you need.
Yes, I can do that as well. So, all right, we'll go ahead and do our shout-outs. We'll go backwards as everybody came in. We'll start out with you, Gutta. You got any shout-outs you want to do?
Hey, look, I ain't going to lie. I'm bad at shout-outs because there's so many important people around this shit right now, and I be forgetting a lot of people's names. So, man, I shout-out everybody who fucked my movement, man. It been a long time coming. I really got to shout-out KOK right now. That's my production squad, man. King of Keys. We did some big shit in Atlanta. We got a lot of artists right now, from California to Texas to a lot of local artists down here in Atlanta. Also, that's rocking to our beat. So, I mean, it's a movement. 2018. I feel like it's gonna be like the most prosperous year I've had yet. So, I mean, I shout out everybody who's been fucking with my movement. I shout out E-Monster. I shout out Jazzy. I shout out Mook B, people who, the radio station who really asked for my music and trying to get me out here. So as I rise, y'all rise. I'm ready to get it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Monster salute, bro. Monster salute. So, all right, Cali girl, close your shout outs you got coming from Long Beach.
Just shout out to you for everything that you do.
Again, now you keep it short. Okay, it is what it is.
Yes, I'm keeping it short. I'm going to inbox you and let you know what's going on with Cuban Da Vinci.
Okay. So, all right, make sure y'all ask call in tomorrow. What you got for us? Okay, I know you guys are on the same line. We'll start out with Seven first. You got some shout-outs for Seven?
What you say, E?
Shout-out.
Yes, I got D in the building. Hey, I need you guys to go watch and follow The Streets of ATL. Season 2 coming. Go to YouTube and watch Streets of ATL. We got D in the building, producer and writer.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We definitely got to get the link up for those on the MySpace page and stuff.
Already know.
That's all you got. What you got for us, Javi?
First shout out to God, who is the head of my life and in control of everything, every move, everything, every breath. Shout out to the team, shout out to Gutta, shout out to you, shout out to Miss Unbelievable Seven, my babies, my twin Ashley, love her, she's sick right now, shout out my baby, man. And that's all Jazzy has.
Okay. What you got for us, Miss Unbelievable? Dun, 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 dun. I'm just going to stop.
Yeah. Shout out to just everybody, the team. Shout out to what we got going on, the Monster page, Monster's Jewelry, Monster's Apparel, all the stuff that's just monstrously going on with the performers and the artists and the producers and everybody who's just doing their thing. Shout out to y'all. Much love from Miss Unbelievable. Can't wait to see what the year holds for all of us. We about to get these coins every day.
Okay, that's it. Y'all know how I say it on my way up out of here. I'm pretty sure it's popping somewhere in your city. There's a club somewhere. If you go out tonight and you go out and enjoy the nightlife, live it up like it's your second childhood. But don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Get it? So check it out. This is Gutta. This is our theme song for our Wet, Wet Wednesday. This is one of them songs that will definitely get them in the mood. Monsters Radio Global. Get it?
just want some of that way. After that, I want some I want some gold. Go hard in that pink, tryna score a triple double. Have you ever been so deep in it? She say she love you. Kisses on the body, your body know she in trouble. From the kitchen to the bed, once in the shower, then we cuddle. Ain't no Netflix and chill, girl, you know what it is. I'm digging in her stomach, tryna get all in her ribs. But if all he want is you, and all you want is him, I'm like the answer to your test. Girl, I got you soaking wet. Wait, I just want some of that I got you soaking wait. After that I want some
baby girl, I want it wet, tight, just right. You know I do them things that make your bed rock. You know I got that move, I call the leg lock. So sexy and I'm too soft. You always come through with no fucking panties on. I'm convinced you really tryna cuff me though. We out of space, no UFO, just high off life, no need for smoke. She never meet me at the door, always laid up with no clothes. Expensive lingerie, the best champagne. When two equals collide, we do the damn thing.
Wait, I just want some of that I got you soaking wet.